It's 8:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado Secretary of State Jenna Griswold will ask federal mailing officials to pay for a new election flyer. Over the weekend, a judge ruled to stop the Postal Service from sending out a mailer that had inaccurate information, but hundreds of thousands had already been delivered. Griswold tells Colorado Matters she was surprised to see mailing officials defend their actions and sees it as part of the Trump administration's continued attacks on mail-in ballots.
And unfortunately, we are seeing a pattern of voter suppression out of the White House. And unfortunately, part of that is using USPS to try to sow confusion and disenfranchise voters for November.
All Colorado residents who were registered to vote before October 26th will receive a mail-in ballot whether or not they request it. Denver City Council will hold hearings on next year's budget starting today. Denverite's David Sachs reports that Mayor Michael Hancock has proposed a city budget of $1.3 billion.
The city estimates a shortfall of $190 million due to the pandemic's impact on the economy. So Hancock's big priority is accounting for that gap. His proposal makes cuts to departments citywide. That includes more than $6 million, or nearly 2.5%, from the police department. And while recent protests have called for criminal justice reform and for defunding the police, Hancock insists his decision was not a response to those calls. The mayor also plans to close the city's funding gap by leaving over 400 vacant jobs unfilled. I'm David Sachs, Denverite.
The state commission charged with implementing new oil and gas regulations in Colorado continues its rulemaking hearings today. Last week, a majority of commissioners voted in favor of a new 2,000-foot buffer between oil and gas pads and homes. That's four times the usual setback standard currently in place. The commission will hear from oil and gas industry representatives this week who say a buffer of that size would result in major revenue losses. A final vote is expected later this month. There is smoke in the air along the Front Range and sunny weather across Colorado through the rest of the week. Metro highs near 80 this afternoon, getting into the 80s tomorrow and Friday. By the weekend, there's a slight chance for thunderstorms around the metro area. Near 80 today in Colorado Springs, 84 in Pueblo, near 90 in Grand Junction this afternoon. This is CPR News.